You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed The Great Outdoors with Jason Voorhees. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Hello again, boys and girls, and welcome back to another spine-chilling edition of Dread Time Stories. Turn out the lights and sit in your favorite chair. Just make sure the doors and windows are locked and that no one is hiding in the closet. Is everybody comfy? Good. Then we can begin. Tonight's tale of terror is entitled The Sins of the Father.
We're late again.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. If you were, you wouldn't keep making us late.
Can we not do this now? The baby.
Fine. Always some excuse. Cindy's asleep, so why don't we just talk about it now?
I don't understand why you always have to be so obsessive about the time.
And I don't understand how you can be so self-centered. You don't even care whether it bothers me or not. And Cindy doesn't need to be exposed to that...
Fran, look out!
No! Whoa!
Speeding down the road on a rainy night, not exactly a good way to ensure arrival. But for Brian and Judy, the accident cost them more than time. It cost them something far more precious.
I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. McKenzie. There was nothing we could do for
No.
her.
No, 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 not my Cindy! You bastard! You killed her! You killed her!
What kind of toll does the death of a child take on a family? Do those wounds ever heal? Or do they fester and grow into madness?
Brian, come on, darling. Our guests will be here any minute.
I can't believe you invited guests over tonight. Tonight, of all nights.
What are you talking about?
It was a year, Judy. 1 year ago that Cindy was... taken from us.
I know. I could never forget. It was an accident.
It's one I'll be paying for the rest of my life. I'll never forgive myself.
I was as much at fault as you. If I hadn't made us late...
No. No more blame. It was an accident. That's all.
You're right.
They're here. Just give me a few minutes, okay? I'll be right down. Oh, Cindy... I miss you, Cindy.
Daddy? Daddy?
Judy?
Daddy?
Judy, is that you?
Daddy?
No. No, it can't be.
Well, I didn't want to be rude, but can you imagine?
That's some nerve on that one.
Tell them the best part.
I'm getting to it. The best part is, I didn't even have to pay for it. Brian. I say, Brian. Are you all right, man? Wasn't that hilarious?
Huh? Oh, yes. Riveting.
Brian's lost in thought this evening. It's...
The 1 year anniversary of when Cindy...
was taken from us.
Oh, Brian. I'm so sorry. I forgot. How dreadful for you both. Should we go?
No, stay. Please.
If you're sure, we don't want to intrude.
No, really. You'll be doing us a favor. You'll be keeping us from our wallowing.
Well, then, all right. Let's have a game, shall we? What shall it be?
Ooh, how about charades? I love charades.
Then charades it shall be, Angela. Who wants to go first?
Brian, why don't you go? You're so good at this game.
Well, I suppose.
Daddy?
What?
Daddy?
Who was that?
Daddy? Why did you kill me, Daddy?
You all heard that, didn't you?
I didn't hear a thing. What are you going on about?
Brian, are you feeling all right?
Daddy? I'm so cold and alone, Daddy. Why did you kill me, Daddy?
It was an accident! An accident!
Darling, are you all right?
No! No! Everyone, get out! Just get out and leave me alone! I'm so sorry, baby.
I'm so very sorry.
Brian, are you all right?
You must think me a fool. Are Marcus and Angela...
gone home. They felt like they were intruding.
But they heard the voice, didn't they? They must have. Surely you heard it.
Darling, I didn't hear anything. What voice did you hear?
It was Cindy. She was calling me.
That's not funny, Brian.
I'm not joking. I heard her calling to me. She's lonely. She blames me. She blames me for her death.
Now, darling, you said yourself it was an accident. It wasn't your fault.
But she blames me. She said so herself.
Don't be silly. You're just tired. You need to get some sleep. Come on, into bed.
But it was so real. So very, very real.
Get some sleep, darling. It'll all seem better in the morning. Good night.
Cindy? Cindy, is that you?
It's me, Daddy. I'm so alone.
Judy, wake up. It's Cindy. It's our little girl.
What? What are you talking about?
Listen, she's talking to me.
Daddy, I'm so alone, Daddy.
There. There, did you hear? It's our little girl.
Brian, there's no one there. I don't hear anything.
Daddy, I need you, Daddy.
I'm coming, sweetheart. Daddy's coming.
Brian, you're scaring me.
I have to go. I have to go to her. She needs me.
Marcus, it's Brian. He's gone looking for Cindy.
Call the police.
I'm coming, baby. Daddy's coming. You won't be alone any longer.
Brian! Brian!
Is he?
He's dead.
You win. I'd never have believed that would work. A few tape-recorded voices, everyone pretending they couldn't hear. He already felt guilty. He deserved to die in that accident, not my Cindy.
Remember the story. He was hearing voices. He was overcome with grief.
I saw him acting erratically at dinner. I tried to stop him, officer, but he just ran out the door. Thank God that's over with. Now my baby can rest.
Judy. Judy.
Brian?
Judy. I'm with Cindy now. And we're both so lonely.
But you're...
dead. It's so lonely. We want our family back together again. We want you to be with us.
No. No. No.
We want you with us. We're so lonely. You have to be with us. You have to die.
Well, boys and girls, it seems that what's good for the gander is good for the goose. When it comes right down to it, what's most important is keeping the family together in this life or the next. It's safe now to turn on the lights, to warm the chill from your bones, and to remember, there's no such thing as ghosts. Well, as far as you know. We'll see you next time for another spine-tingling episode of Dread Time Stories.
Dreadtime Stories is brought to you in part by Dread Central, for all your horror needs. By Rotten Cotton, makers of fine t-shirts, wear your inside on the outside. and by AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror literature, available worldwide.